Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Quick segment here before we turn it over to WTF. We talk facts and keep it for ticket weeknights. Eastrick and Cluster be on dropping some knowledge. Talk about the NBA All-Star Game, etc.
Terror is what they'll be doing, Jay. They'll be raining terror.
That was, but Strick really, I really felt that with Strick, though, man. What are you talking about that? Raining terror down on O Street. Austin, I wanted to ask you, we didn't really get to dive in. Me and you didn't really get to talk about Nebraska basketball, man. And on a scale of 1 to 7, one being not much, 7 being the worst, or extreme panic, what's your level of panic based on the performance of everybody's going to focus on Penn State, but just over the last two road games?
Panic level is probably about 2.5. I think what we've learned about this team, Jay, is that when it plays at its best, it can be pretty darn good. So the ceiling is moderately high, but the floor is dangerously low. And that's not exactly a comfortable place for Husker fans to be. When you look at the rest of the regular season, I still think Nebraska is in a position where it can look at it 2-2. I think 3-1 is certainly on the table, and either of those are still, I think, acceptable outcomes for the last four games for this program to accomplish what a lot of fans think it should, and I think a lot of its own kind of internal goals. At this point, I'm not as panicked about the rest of the year, though, Jay, because most of the hay's already in the barn, right? You're not going to see Nebraska all of a sudden get magically better on the road and it's one remaining road game against Ohio State. I would be shocked if Nebraska comes out and swings first and gets out to a lead on the road after the first 4 or 8 minutes at Ohio State, which makes it beneficial to Nebraska that they do have 3 home games remaining. Biggest game of the season is the next one for this team. But this is Nebraska's last best chance to get a really good win that'll actually help improve any sort of postseason resume with Michigan coming to town on Monday. I was a little alarmed, Jay, that Nebraska looked so soft and so sped up by Penn State's ball pressure. They fed right into what Penn State wanted to do with how loose they were with the ball. You mostly credit Penn State for that. I expected a little better response out of it from Nebraska. Turns out it was a worse matchup than I thought. With that length and athleticism, I thought Nebraska would handle it better. So, like I've been saying for a while now, if Nebraska is able to, I don't even want to say take care of business, if Nebraska is able to do enough to get into the NCAA tournament, winning that first game is going to be elusive. It's going to be matchup-based. And that's what kind of happens when you're in that 8, 9, 10, maybe even 11 seed range, is that it takes the right matchup for you to pull an upset, right? I don't think Nebraska is matchup proof. I think we've seen that throughout the year. Teams that can make it rain from three, teams that can be long and athletic and speed Nebraska up and force them to turn it over can really cause Nebraska some problems. But if you line up, play Nebraska mano-a-mano, man-to-man,
at Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And just play normal basketball. Nebraska can handle that fine. It seems that have that extra gear, either offensively or defensively, that have given Nebraska problems. So last night didn't necessarily expose anything new about Nebraska. It was kind of disappointing to see it didn't get fixed. So it's not a great look. It's not a great sign, but it's also, you know, just more of the same issues cropping up again.
Yeah. I think it's just something that more, like you said, you know, being loose with the ball handling, you know, is so key coming down the stretch of the season, because I'm assuming during practice, you're not doing a lot of ball handling drills, but also it's like ball security in football. Sometimes you got to work on it on yourself. And then also more or less, it gives you the confidence to have the mentality to go to Penn State to represent, you know, the right way. And so, you know, I think the biggest thing they could do, obviously, Nebraska, like you said, I think Texas A&M probably showed Nebraska's kryptonite. You're not going to fix it overnight, but also I think you can get better at what you need to get better at, right? And the biggest thing they need to obviously get better at is just their mentality. They've been able to reset at times this year, which is commendable, because you've seen teams, you know, go in the tank. But then also, you know, like Apollo Creed told Rocky, sometimes, you know, there is no tomorrow, right? And so now it's time to take it to a new level, right? And sometimes I think you can get caught up in this Nebraska tidal wave of talking about NCAA tournament and feel like you've already made it, and go out there and get your feelings hurt. So they got a little bit of layoff before they, you know, get out there and get busy. I think against Michigan next, but ultimately they can control their own destiny, and that's a good, that's a great problem to have, both bad and good. And I think they do have enough wherewithal and leadership with Fred that they'll be able to fix it, and not even fix it, just, you know, play to their level. And the schedule sets up for them some winnable games at home. So they got to rinse and repeat, or rinse and reset here within the next day or two. So anyways, good show as always, Austin. Good seeing you in person. Obviously, be at home from here on out. But stay tuned and listen to WTF with Eastrick and Clester. But for Austin Orman, Jay Foreman, Old School, we'll holler at you tomorrow.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.